Hey guys, welcome to number 117 ever episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. For me, sports has not been good the last 24 hours. My Capitals took an overtime loss to the Devils today. Most importantly, though, for sports, my Baltimore Ravens took a devastating loss after they were dominating against the Los Angeles Rams. And now they are in a situation where they need a lot to go their way for them to make the playoffs. So that is definitely unfortunate. And then we have last night's game for the Wizards against the Bulls, and that's what we're going to be doing in today's episode. We're going to be recapping that game, and I'm just... That was rough. And we're gonna get into that soon. Hope you guys do enjoy this episode. If you do, subscribe, follow, share, view. We want to hit 8,760 views this year. And you're probably like, Chase, you told us you were at 2,190 this year. Yes, but I only did like half the year. So, like, I think that you double that, right? You get 4,380. And 4,380 doubled is 8,760. So I wanted to double my projected 12-month amount. And, yeah, that's where we're going to try to hit 8,760 views in the year 2022. I know we just hit over 2,200 views, so that is great. Let's continue to gain more views on this podcast. I really would appreciate it. But let's get into this right now. Wizards Bulls recap. Ugh, that's all you can say. I mean, truly all I can say. So, for those of you who don't know, the Wizards had a decent lead at points in this game, and they were really coming out playing good ball, largest lead of the game at 13. And, you know, this is against a Chicago Bulls team who was number one in the Eastern Conference. And then they were leading, the Bulls were leading 117 to 116. Peel kicks it out to the top, and Kyle Kuzma knocks down a three. Both of those players had a great game, Beal and Kuzma. They both had an amazing game. But then, DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls, with 3 seconds left, they got to DeRozan in the corner, kind of like Kawhi shot, kind of like the same form. Double team, great defense. It just bounces in, and DeMar DeRozan crushes another team's heart. Back-to-back nights against two different teams. One against Indiana and one against Washington. And I need to give credit to the Chicago Bulls because of how well they played. I know they're missing Alex Caruso, Alonzo Ball. And those are key factors, right? Those are key players. Now, the turnaround to that is that the Wizards are missing Alex Caruso. I'm sorry, that the Wizards, that's a bull. The Wizards are missing Montrezl Harrell, Spencer Dinwiddie, Howell Neto, Aaron Holiday, etc. So, there is a turnaround to that. And like I said, both teams are kind of even out on injuries. And the Bulls have been a better team than the Wizards this season. There's no other way to describe it. I mean, they've been better. It's as simple as that. The Bulls have been better. And I think that, you know, when we look at it at the end of the day, the Bulls are the better team. And the better teams usually win close basketball games. And today, the better team won. I'm sorry, yesterday when they played, the better team won the basketball game. So, we have a lot of talking to do, right? And I think it starts with the stats. DeMar DeRozan, 28 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, plus 12, 10 of 22 from the field, made his only 3-pointer, which was at the end of the game, and shot okay from the free throw line at 70%. Nikola Vucevic, really strong night, 22 points. 12 rebounds and assists, plus 13, 9 of 15 from the field, 3 of 7 from 3, and made his only free throw attempt. And we're going to get into that free throw attempt coming up. Kobe White, 20 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists. Zach LaVine, 35 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, plus 5, 11 of 22 from the field, 7 of 12 from 3, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. And Kobe White, 4 of 8 from the 3-point line, 7 of 14 from the field, and 2 of 2 made all of his free throws in his attempt. The bench for the Bulls did literally nothing. If you'd like to hear the total points for the Bulls, then I'm going to tell you that it was actually 6 from the bench. And that's the problem, is both teams' benches. The Wizards only had 21 points as well. A total 27 points off the bench. 27. It's truly unbelievable. There were 239 points in this game, and 27 of them came from the bench. That is just... It explains the star power of the NBA, right? And that this is where the stars come into a factor. I would like to talk about some of the big moments, though. And I think when we look at it for the Wizards, you got to start with the good ones. Or just overall, let me start with overall first, actually. Bradley Beal had just an incredible game. 27 points, 17 assists. 17 assists being a career high. Plus three. And he was this point guard running the offense. I thought they should have started Tremont Waters and Denny Avdia. Instead, they went with their starting lineup with Beal at the point guard and still KCP at the small forward, which is okay. I think what Beal did is crazy, because not only was he a good facilitator, on the other hand, also, he didn't turn the ball over. Like, this is a guy that has been turning the ball over frequently in these last couple seasons. I mean, look at Beal, averaging over three turnovers a game now for the last three seasons. And now he comes in a point guard, only has two turnovers. Now, Russell Westbrook has like 5-6 turnovers sometimes. We saw that last year from the Wizards, because he runs the point, because he was a facilitator, because he was the guy getting like 15 assists. And Beal got 17 assists. He still was able to get 27 points himself and be pretty efficient not turning the ball over. And I think that's definitely a key factor when we look at this game for the Wizards. It was Bradley Beal. And Bradley Beal was a key factor. Now, three-point shooting has got to get better. Can't expect to shoot 0-4 from the three and be a player of a game, in my opinion. Just saying. You know, Kyle Kuzma, 29 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Hit the go-ahead shot before the DeRozan crushing our hearts again. Ugh, man, it's frustrating. But 12-17 for the field, 2-5 from 3. Got to work on the free throws. And this is for the Wizards as a team. I mean, sure, 80% is okay. But Beal missed 2 free throws. Gafford missed a free throw. Kuzma missed 2 free throws. And some of them, the majority of those missed free throws, were down the stretch. They were down the stretch in games. And you make one more free throw, and this game is a completely different outcome. So, possibly ending in a win. And so, when you look at it for the Wizards at now, you gotta look at how they played. And I think something the Wizards did dominate at is points in the paint. And the points in the paint was a very key factor in this game. And, in fact, the points in the paint was 72-30 in favor of the Wizards. That is unheard of. That is just unheard of. And it shows the value of having a good paint game. And it's not like Nikola Vucevic had a bad game like I expected either. He still put up his fair share of points as well. Like I mentioned, 22-12. Good game with a block. Like, it's not like he wasn't having his good moments either. The Wizards literally just scored 72 out of their 119 points in the paint. And literally down the stretch, when it was a close game, didn't take one shot in paint. Not one shot in the paint. Maybe one. In the last 3 minutes of the game. Maybe one. I cannot think of one off the top of my mind. And that's a coaching error. And I think Wes Unseld Jr. has been a much better coach than others out there this season coming in, especially on that first year spot. But in general, that's a coaching error. The fact that you're dominating in a specific area for such a long period of time, and then you don't go to that area when you need it most. Just doesn't make sense to me. Another thing, and this is where you got to get into the coaching. And I was going to go a different direction, but this is where you got to go into the coaching, because we got to talk about the coaching. Wes Unseld Jr. did not have his best coaching day, in my opinion. So Denny Avdia ended up fouling out of this game, ended up with 10 points, really inefficient, 0-4 on his 3-point shots. Definitely got to get more efficient. In general, he had an average night, right? But he had one, and on his fifth foul, they ended up calling this fifth foul. DeRozan missed a shot, and they called a foul on Denny Avdia. I'm not sure if this is because of the star power, or if they actually thought it was a foul. It did not look like a foul to me, and Avdia just literally put his hands up because he knew he had a lot of fouls, and that would be his fifth. Put his hands up, but he never really made true contact. If anything, DeRozan made an offensive foul to push Avdija, but Avdija barely hardly moved. So it was really a confusing call, in my opinion, to call a foul on Denny. And Denny's literally holding his hands like, I did not foul. And Wes Unseld Jr. did not throw the challenge. He did not want a challenge. And here's what happened in that sequence. Right? So, the Bulls take two free throws, right? DeRozan makes first, misses the second. Anthony Gill is boxing out right there for the rebound. And right over his head is Vucevic to grab the rebound. Tips off his hand, couldn't haul it in. Vucevic gets it, and then Vucevic puts it up, and Anthony Gill makes a weak foul. Here's my thing with fouls. If you're going to foul someone, make it so that they won't make the shot. Like, make it a hard enough foul. There's no point in just slapping a guy's arm and then letting him make the basket and having an additional free throw. And that's exactly what happened. Gill could not get a rebound. That's one bad thing. Two bad things, Vucevic made the basket. Three bad things, you had a foul. So Vucevic makes that, and all of a sudden, now it's a turnaround. There's basically a five-point possession. It was really basically a five-point possession. And that was the difference. That was truly the difference. And, you know, it was a four-point possession, my bad. But it's just those little errors across the game. And then Avdija on his sixth foul, he was saying an in foul again, which this time it did look like he was making a little more contact with, again, DeRozan. And I didn't think it was a close call. I think eventually I agree it was a foul. But Wes Unseld Jr. threw the challenge here. And Wes Unseld Jr. eventually had to backfire, and the Wizards lost one of their timeouts. And that was after he decided to not challenge the other one. Also, another thing, Anthony Gill was the one who missed that rebound, right? Why was Daniel Gafford not in the game then? And I have been trying to search this up for a while now. I have no clue why Daniel Gafford was in the basketball game. No one has a clue if their life depended on it. No one has a clue. You know, I was listening to King of the Fourth Quarter, Kenny For Real, Kenny Beecham. Great, a big fan, by the way. Kenny, if you are hearing this. He mentioned how Gafford and Gill, especially Gafford, was killing the Wizards in the paint. Or just killing the Bulls in the paint. He's a Bulls fan. And he mentioned how Gafford was just dominating in that paint area. So why was he in the game? Would be my question back. And, you know, it's a coaching error. Looked like he was feeling well. Like, when Kuzma made that three, he was jumping up and down with threes. Again, it didn't look like he was injured. So, to be completely honest with you guys, I have no idea why Daniel Gafford was out of the basketball game. You guys are probably going to try to ask me. And truly, I have no answer, you know? But going back on positives, the Wizards just went toe-to-toe with the top team in the Eastern Conference right now, record-wise. The Wizards went toe-to-toe with the top team in the conference. And they just came short. And so if I had to give, like, an overall grade for the Wizards, I give them, you know, I give them a, I don't know, an A. Or, like, from a 1 to a 10, like, an 8.5 or a 9. Like, the Wizards played such good ball, but they couldn't get it done. And there's a lot of positives you could take out of this game. You could take out a positive that we learned that Bradley Beal could run the point. I literally mentioned this a month ago, how Bradley Beal should run the point. And I'm sure people were listening like, does this guy watch Wizards? And yes, I do. I knew, though, that Bradley Beal had the caliber to run the point guard. And we learned that in this game. We saw that Beal can be efficient passing the ball. You know, I had Justin Kutcher on. He said he wouldn't be able to average 7-8 assists a game this year. Right now, he's at around 6.5. So, you know, close to that 7 range. Closer to that 7 range, I should say, than it was. And, you know, 17 assists, career high. Truly unbelievable. And then, again, only turning the ball over 2 times. Truly spectacular. You love to see guys like Kyle Kuzma getting it done, shooting efficient from the field and from 3. And then getting it done in other areas. You don't love to see Corey Kispert shooting over 2 from 3. You don't want to see that. I did like Anthony Gill's play, though, overall. And I think one of the reasons why maybe he didn't get that rebound was because he had an injury in his eye. And you could definitely tell that vision was off. Wasn't making as crisp passes. Wasn't dribbling the ball as well as he was. So I think that eye injury definitely impacted him. And I think that was one of the reasons why he missed it. But in general, I do think Anthony Gill had a good game. Allisai Johnson, when he came in for 3 minutes, who I like what I saw. And Tremont Waters made a tough defensive play, and DeMar DeRozan really fighting for that ball. Love to see the aggressiveness. And both of them got open. The Wizards just didn't find them. But they both got open on multiple possessions. Love what I saw from the 10-day contract guys. And in general, again, like I said, the takeaway out of this game, the Wizards just went toe-to-toe with the top team in the East. And that's it. That's all you can say. Literally, I did a practice recap last night before I did this today. And literally, you could go on for almost an hour, maybe even more, about this game. And there's so much to break down. But in general, I think we learned about the Wizards. The Wizards can beat anybody and lose to anybody. And it's really the same exact thing as the Ravens. Honestly, I feel like I'm saying the exact same thing about two teams. So, what's the takeaway? The Wizards, again, went toe-to-toe with the top team in the Eastern Conference, who they are going to face on Friday. Win a couple basketball games, play the way you did today, and win the game. And I think that's got to be the takeaway in how you're going to play the Bulls when you play them on Friday in Chicago. And one last thing, Wizards got to make sure they play their game. Right, they were trying to go to the Bulls game, shoot three, shoot mid-range shots. Not how it works. Wizards' game is to paint, and they went away from it. So, again, takeaway. Lost by 1 point, and went toe-to-toe with the top team in the East. Just got to get ready. Got to prepare harder. Get to that point where you can beat the Bulls on Friday. Hope you guys did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, view. Actually, before we do move on to that, got to tell you about the fantasy points. I know it's been a longer episode. Let me just react to that real quick. Zach Lavina had getting 55 to 60 fantasy points. He got 45. I had Brad DeBeal getting 50 to 60 fantasy points. He got 69. I had Daniel Gafford getting 35 to 40 fantasy points. He got 42. I had DeMar DeRozan getting 30 to 35 fantasy points. He got 35. I had Denny Avdija getting 25 to 30 fantasy points. He got 21. And I had Nikola Vucevic getting 20 to 25 fantasy points. He got 36. From the average good range, I guess I did good, honestly, on those predictions. But I also took a loss with the Wizards. I thought the Wizards were going to win, but now I'm 18-18 on my predictions. Same record as the Wizards at 500. Let's see what they could do, right? They got to get a game tomorrow, against the Hornets, and you got the Rockets. So, a bunch of different things that we could preview, and we're going to be here tomorrow to preview the Wizards versus Hornets game. Can't wait to preview that. So be here tomorrow, and to make sure you don't miss an episode, please subscribe, follow, share, and view so you do not miss some of these big episodes. We're going to try to get some people on here in 2022, especially early on. So stay tuned for that. I hope you guys did enjoy. Tell me what you guys think of the game, and of course, as always, I'll see you next time. Peace out, bro.